You're on.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, ready to talk TV, movies, and, of course, as always, have some fun along the way. On today's show, we got the world's smelliest superheroes, Ramsey Bolton, Kickstart to Your Heart, and Ralph Broke the Internet. Yeah, that's cute. So let's get with it here. I got a couple of special guests, my regular hosts, if you will. Coming straight live from Houston, big bro himself, Chewy, how you doing?
Ah, dude, 1 week away, man. 1 week away.
And then a monstrous month, which we'll get all unpacked very shortly. And, of course, you also have a technical producer, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios himself, the man beast, and, of course, as always, CFO of the Haters Corner, Mike Rose. How you doing, big man?
I got nothing to hate on this week.
Nothing to hate on?
Whoa. No, man. I liked it's a miracle that I watched.
There really is not much to hit on, and it's a whole lot of goodness we're going to get into here.
You got that right.
But as always, but first, let's just get the bad out of the way. I do have a little personal what the fudge complaint, if you will. I was away for a couple weeks, if you guys were aware, overseas.
Didn't miss you.
You know, Chewy was geographically challenged as he believes Morocco is in Europe when indeed it's in Africa.
Wait, what?
Did you get stuck there, by the way?
Say it again?
Did you get stuck there at the airport?
No, actually, we missed. I mean, obviously, I was there. You're referring about the Pope being there? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was actually in the same city, which we didn't know until when we actually arrived. No, we actually, it was pretty smooth. I mean, the last day when the Pope was at one of the cities, Rabat, it was packed and busy as hell, but it was fine. High security.
No, a friend of mine got stuck there. That's why I was asking.
No, I mean, it was high security. They checked passports, like literally fight time, you know, and to check bags like three times. So, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Had a good time. It was good to be back. Lots to get into. But that being said, in my travels, I discovered that Mr. Luc Besson gets better viewing experience with Netflix than we do, which is entirely unacceptable. Luc Besson should have nothing better than us. Nonetheless, Netflix, because apparently I was not quite aware. I knew Netflix has different shows based on region, whatever. But goddamn, Netflix overseas is infinitely better than what we have down here, unfortunately. Movie-wise, a lot of new shit, recent stuff. Good. I mean, I saw The Matrix is on there, Back to the Future, Whiplash, John Wick, The Town, it's in a few.
That's in a few.
There's a lot more than that, a bunch of Spielberg stuff. I mean, they got tons of movies on. And at first, I didn't realize it was because I was overseas. And I'm like, and you know, Chewy, you mentioned it, but I text you guys. But they had Rick and Morty. We was catching, you know, I was watching that again. You know, they had Titans on there, obviously. I think we knew that from before. And it's like, man, dude, I'm getting gypped, dude. And they raise my price when I get back.
I know.
So now I pay more and see less. And I even try to be slick. I mean, download this one episode to see if I can watch when I get home. And no, you can't. It doesn't work.
It picked up your IP.
It doesn't work, man. This is a bunch of nonsense, dude. I don't
know. No, so 1 year.
No, God, Luc Besson, dude, living a good life.
Luc Besson, son of a bitch. You know what, though? He's probably wants to watch bullshit anyway.
Well, I'll give you that because, you know, that's what he's about. But, hey, at least he has the option of watching good program, of which we're not privy to, of a Netflix. And I want to make a formal complaint right here today because this is garbage.
Well, I just want to say that you are privy to Titans now, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, but it was nice to have it on, you know, I think the option of watching on a bigger screen, if you will, as opposed to the computer and all that. And we'll get to Titans a little bit later on today's show. The last really weird thing here, and I'm going to read a synopsis for you for the movie A Quiet Place, because in relation to Netflix, where obviously those who haven't seen Quiet Place, we got an alien race who hunts down humans by sound, I guess, blinded. And the key to it ends up being this girl who is deaf. You know, it's The Quiet Place in a nutshell. It's more than that, but whatever. Either way. And Netflix has a new movie coming out about aliens who come down, who hunt by sound because they can't see, and the key is this girl who is deaf. Movie called The Silence. I'm like, okay, the premise is exactly the same. It's the same movie. Netflix plagiarizing, raising my rates.
Jumped on the bandwagon. Good Lord.
So, it's like Quiet Place, by the way, is on.
It's a direct ripoff, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ. At least pretend.
Quiet Place is on Amazon Prime, by the way.
Oh, is it? Oh, great movie, by the way. But I saw that trailer, and I'm like, dude, I think Stanley Tucci plays the father in the movie. I'm like, dude, it's the same thing. It's aliens who can't by sound and the girl's death. Ridiculous. It's pretty bad. I know they're trying to capitalize on this Bird Box whatever phenomenon. Whatever, I guess, for lack of a better word. But at least Bird Box had a different kind of premise. It attempted to anyway. This is bad. I thought it was a Quiet Place too. It's Blame. They raise my rates, give us plagiarizing movies, and Luc Besson's get a bit of an experience. Netflix came down a couple notches.
But man, you got season 2 of Io. Whatever, same shit.
But we'll get into that too, because Chewie did end up watching it. When
did
I was
you
waiting
really, dude? Holy just, crap. The man takes one for the team.
He took it for the team.
It was good, man. No, I didn't take it for the team, dude. It was a good season.
Oh, Lord.
Better than season 1. What do you mean? Yeah, don't tell me stop, dude.
No,
don't tell me stop.
I thought you meant season 1 was a good season. The season was not.
No, I'm talking about season 2. You all saw season 1, so don't even say, I didn't see it, because you all saw it.
Saw it, which is why I didn't want to see season 2.
Fair enough.
See, modern interpretive dancing at the end of the season finale. That's not exactly stupid television. Sorry.
Thank you.
A man's opinion.
I recommend season 2, opinions. Since we're getting into this a little early now.
Whatever. I may watch it. Let's see if Chewie's recommendation. You're putting your reputation at stake here about making that statement, by the way. So I'm just saying. It's better be.
I stand behind my reputation and I say I recommend.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a try. And if you took it for the team, I'll be next in line for that. By the way, before we get to any of that stuff, let's set the stage here because obviously we are finally in the month of April. Probably going to be the greatest month in geekdom history. Dare I say, a month where the nerds probably won't see sunlight till May because there's so much coming out.
Probably June.
So much goodness, maybe June. So much goodness, and of course, because we have Avengers coming out very soon. We got Game of Thrones, and we got Shazam that just came out, which we'll talk about momentarily. But obviously, let's start with the big boy. We got to talk about the Avengers. We had another trailer, which I didn't watch because I didn't want to get spoiled.
I ended up being able to call it a trailer. It was just a 1-minute ticket dropping type deal.
I mean, they show new footage. It's a trailer, a small trailer, whatever it is. Either way, I didn't feel like watching because I didn't want to get into it. But, I mean, talk about this is where, you know, okay, Ralph, these guys broke the internet because when those tickets came out.
For real, man.
Jesus Christ. It was a shutdown in the internet and in cyberspace. And AMC, the incompetent bastards, couldn't get their shit together. And they're sending out apologetic emails like, you know, 12 hours too late. But, man, it was a nightmare when tickets went on sale. I was telling you I was on the phone with a friend of mine for 2 hours. Literally for 2 hours on Fandango, AMC, Cinemark, Regal. Every changing you can imagine. And you couldn't get in. It was like an hour wait on Fandango. And then when you get in, it kicked you out. So you have to go back for like another 30 minutes. It was a disaster. Just a mess. Total man. I think Chewie ended up finding some tickets. And you know, obviously for whatever it's worth, it all paced internet sales, you know, even more so than Infinity Wars last year. And it's poised to have a huge weekend, obviously. Opening weekend, was it 850 worldwide? I mean, maybe more, I guess, just in the first week.
If that's initial estimates, they're probably wrong.
Maybe it's a monster. Obviously, we know it's going to be a monster. And we'll deep dive a little bit later. Obviously, we know what's coming out. But I want to get a
over under a billion opening weekend.
Oh, I don't think it can do a billion. I think it's
over.
Let me write this down because I want to ask you predictions on that. So let's go under, over. So we got Chewie over, right?
Wait, Chewie and over what, though?
A billion in the first weekend.
No way.
I'm going under. Opening weekend here in the States. I mean, the record was 258, more or less. Chewie, what do you have? What's it hitting?
Oh, man. It just depends on how many showings, right? How many there? I go over. Fuck it. I go over in a billion. I go over on the 250, 260 number.
Give me a US.
Number. 260.
260? Okay. What? I think it's a little light. Mike, what do you think?
What was the record? Maybe I got my number.
You said
258.
Like 258, 256. Yeah, I think 258, more or less, close right. Thereabouts.
I mean, I don't think I can't possibly smash it because it's so long. So I go 260. 260? Yeah, I was like a 260.
I'm confused. Wait. Chewie, didn't you just say I was going to do a billion the first weekend?
Worldwide.
Worldwide, my friend.
Like, you know, because it opens in China and all that stuff.
Can someone invest some Q-tips, please?
They're not sponsoring us. Mike, what are you looking at?
I like Teresiento. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's really smashing it.
Wow, he's smashing
it. Definitely. If they get 300 here, they're definitely getting a billion easy, man.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm going to 287.
Gee whiz.
It's going to be monsters, man.
Yeah, and yet you guys go under on a billion, and you go
a billion. I think a billion is a lot harder than you think, bro.
That's a lot. I mean, that's.
I mean, how much Infinity War do? 848, I believe, opening weekend.
Still like almost 150 under that, dude.
I gotta see. I'm not sure. I can double check it, but around there.
It was north of 800.
If it breaks a billion, I'm not gonna be shocked. I mean, but I'll be, you know, won't surprise me. I don't think it's gonna get there. But I mean, if it goes 9950, okay, I'd buy it. You know, I'm just not sure about the billion. That's a lot. I mean, it's not catching Avatar though, is it?
I don't know. What did Infinity War end up at?
Just a little above 2 billion. Just a little bit.
Just not. What's Avatar?
2.7.
That's a huge gap, man.
That's a huge gap. I don't see it.
I mean, that's a lot of replays, man. And it's for a 3-hour movie? I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it does. Unless it's amazing.
I mean, it may top Infinity War, but I don't think it's going to get the 2.7 because I don't think it will. I don't know.
No, that's too much. It's too much. I'd be surprised with that. If it goes 2.3, 4, okay, fine. I can live with that.
I'm going to stay right around 2. I don't know. It all depends on how really good it is.
I really do. I mean, I need this to be – well, let me put it this way. Do you guys think at its best, this movie is as good as it can be, do you think it will surpass Dark Knight, Logan as the best of all time? You think it has that chance or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Even not his best, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hope so. Trending with me.
Infinity Wars was great.
Yeah, I loved Infinity Wars, man. I've lost track how many times I've seen that movie. And that's a long one, too.
I just don't know. Like I said,
it's 29.
Yeah. I'm just saying that 2.7 or whatever it was, that was a lot of repeat. That was a lot of repeat people going back to see Avatar.
Oh, yeah, that was Avatar. I mean, not Avatar. It was a lot of repeat. Avatar. Even Titanic was 2.4, 2.5, which is
maximum. And that's a lot of repeat business.
I mean, of course, all the girls who wanted to see Titanic. I remember that. And that opened up like they barely opened up like a 25 minutes
to the movie.
That was an anomaly, obviously. It was weird. So was Avatar for that. Avatar only opened like at $70 or $80 million. It's decent, but not like, you know. It ain't 250 what these other
but
movies
you know
have done.
Avatar did great worldwide.
Of course it did. But they both did, even Titanic. You don't get 2.5 just by domestic alone. Obviously you don't.
That movie hasn't held up for me at all, by the way.
Avatar?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it, so I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
You know, I didn't mind. I liked Avatar. It was amazing.
I did too when it came out. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, so I who knows.
I looked at it like 6 months ago. I'm like,
it's been a couple of years since I've probably seen it. But let's see. I mean, you know, we'll talk more about it. I'm jacked up like crazy, so I can't wait for that. We'll do obviously a spoilerific on that coming up. And of course, the other big item on the menu before we get to some of the smaller stuff is Game of Thrones. We are a week away.
Yes.
We got 7 days. Final season.
7 days.
So let's set the stage here. Like, this is a big one, obviously. We got 3 episodes this month, right? Yes. 3 in May. And this is ones that everyone's excited about. There's memes galore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, first episode was actually screened, by the way, in New York. And, you know. Rave reviews, but then half of them were by the cast. What else are they supposed to say? For what it's worth. Great. But, you know, there were some critics in attendance, and, you know, they said very little, but it appeared that with the raving reviews and surprises and yada, yada, yada. So, whatever. For what that's worth. But either way, first episode, here we go. So, let's get some predictions out there. Let's put ourselves out there, man, because, you know, this is what we do.
Here we go.
This is what we do. So, we'll start off with the first episode. right? And which we'll do spoilerific on every episode from the, you know, that point forward. Of course, we'll do a special show just for Game of Thrones, 6 episodes. Woo-hoo! Break this down to the T. But the first episode, does anybody die and who? Give me some names. Give me something. Here's something juicy.
Anybody die, but who?
Anyone, are we going? Are we starting off like that? Where someone's going down already?
I think so.
First episode.
I don't see anyone die in the first episode, man. I mean, because we know what the third episode is. So, I mean, to start offing people off already, damn.
So you think no one dies?
First episode? Of importance.
There's
plenty of red shirts that are going down. We know
Yeoman Johnson's dropping. We're talking about,
meaningless wildlings, whatever.
a regular player that's been on the show for, you know, a few seasons. It doesn't have to be, you know, Jon Snow, of course, but anybody whose name is recognized in the lore of Game of Thrones.
I say no in the first episode.
Oh, and Mike?
I'm going to say no, too, but I think a lot of eye-opening things are going to happen in the first episode.
Well, I hope so, and I think it's going to get off with it. Like, I think someone does that. I think someone's going to get axed.
Oh, you give us a name. Don't just say someone.
Hold on. I'm just trying to...
Bring it.
Is Rossi's going on the roster currently?
Man, I'm going on the roster. I'm trying to see who got gagged in the first episode. I wish it'd be Santana.
Dolores,
you know, I have a feeling that Sam Charlie's going to be there until the fucking end.
I don't know. I want to say Captain Friendzone, but I know he's going to fight in the third episode, so I'm not going to go there.
We saw him.
Oh, we did see my trailer. You're right.
Who'd you just say? Captain Friendzone?
Yeah.
it's
more mine. I'm going to go. So Davos. Throw it out there.
Davos.
No.
He's also in the trailer, dude. Man, your predictions suck.
I love Davos.
Because in the trailer doesn't mean he lives. This is
an end game with fake footage, you know?
It could be. Let's get to the end, because that's what matters here, right?
Who's left?
Give me two names. One that you're for sure shot, and your sleeper. Who is on the throne at the end of the day?
And a sleeper.
When the smoke clears, who is on top?
So at the very, not that, I mean, all the way at the end.
All
the
way at the end.
Who sits on that throne? Who's last man standing?
Last man standing. Who's on the throne? Who's the ruler of the kingdom?
Who wants to go first?
Mike?
I have my own theory on this, but you guys aren't going to like it. I think that... that they're going to decentralize the throne and that there isn't going to be one throne. There's going to be 7 thrones.
So seven rulers?
Right. And they're all going to be allies.
Okay. All right.
So who did he name at the end of the day?
Oh,
nobody?
Give us two out of the 7.
I have a theory who I think is going to be here. I think Tyrion Lannister is going to last till the end. I don't know for a fact, but I'm fairly sure.
Hold on. Before you get to it, because I want to get to that too, but just the throne part. Who's sitting on the throne? Give me two names. Who's guaranteed to sit on that throne?
Fudge.
And for you, it's easy because you had 7, apparently.
Right.
So
pick any one of the 7, dude.
Gendry.
Okay.
Laugh if you want.
That's a bold prediction. That's what we get.
That's a bold prediction. Okay. Hey man.
From and he picks Gendry. Okay.
Don't laugh. It could happen. The guy's like the Flash, too. We see his running prowess, too. Maybe he travels through time, dude. Chewie, give me two names.
Okay. So I like my co-host, are not taking the easy way out and have 7 names to pick from. At the end of the day, I think it's Jon Snow who sits on the throne.
He's going to be dead.
And my sleeper, let's go with, who's my sleeper? Tyrion Lannister.
Okay.
I'll take Jon as well. Although I think it's a good chance he dies, but I mean, gun to my head. I got a good soul. I got to get him. And then my prediction 2 or 3 years ago is Sansa. I think she may end up on the. I'm just saying.
You know. I don't think she has any interest in ruling the South, to be honest with you.
She's
I think
one of the seven. She's one of the seven.
I think she wants to rule everything. Yeah, she wants it all, dude. I got a feeling. It's, again, that's my sleep. That's my sleeper. Who gave me two names that are guaranteed? Give me a main. No, I don't want Mountain and Hound. I don't want that nonsense. Give me main characters. Give me two names that are guaranteed dead before the season's over.
Okay, like, I got that. Easy.
Guaranteed.
Done. Go ahead, Mike, since you're ready to rock.
Okay.
I know exactly.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay. Wow.
And also Cersei Lannister.
Okay. Yeah, that was an easy one.
That was easy, but it's fine. Hey, that's fine. She's a main character.
Chewy. I'd say will not last. Jaime Lannister will not last. And I'm going to go different. I'm not going to say the same names that Mike does. So, and who? What was someone that won't last? Another one that won't last?
Yeah, another one lasts. Guaranteed is a.
I'll give you another one. You ready?
Yeah, no, I'd say. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Go, Chewie. Go. Say it. I don't know. If you're going to say what I say.
Varys will not make it to the end.
I agree with that, too.
Okay.
Let's hear what you're saying.
Guaranteed dead. I agree with Jaime. I won't say Jaime's. I think he's going to go down. Let me see here. Cersei for sure. I agree with that. Oh, cool. Catherine Friendzone. Geese.
Ah, okay.
Geese. Obviously, he's a wrap.
Samuel Tarly. Samuel Tarly.
Everybody's rooting for that, but his ass is going to be there at the end.
I know.
And Grey Worm is done.
Okay. So, well, that one's easy.
Well, I mean, I don't want to use the same names. You guys try to go different.
How about here's another one. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. How about Theon's sister, Yara Greyjoy?
I think she lives.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna put five names. I'm gonna put five names, and then we're gonna go. And this will be a last prediction.
Okay.
And we'll do alive or dead, and we'll see. Obviously,
that's a good idea.
So at the end of the season, we'll go back and see who was right, who was wrong. So we'll start with the first one. We'll go Bronn. Anyone thinks that he dies?
Alive. I think he lives.
Lives.
Okay, I agree. So Bronn lives. Theon Greyjoy.
Who, Theon?
Yep.
He's going to live. Dies.
I think he dies, Mike.
Dies.
I think he's going to live. I think Yara dies and he lives.
So Theon. Okay. I think Brienne of Tarth.
Dies.
Chewy. Lives.
I go die, so Chewie lives. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Bran Stark.
Lives.
Oh, man.
He's dies. A Red Raven. He's got to live.
I go lives, so Chewie, anyone says dies. All right. And one more name. So who we got? Who am I missing here? That's a kind of a big name. Melisandre?
Oh.
Dies.
Wait.
No, that's too easy.
That's too easy, dude. Yeah, she's dying.
Arya.
Oh. Good.
Oh, man. Lives.
That's a good one.
Lives.
I'm going dies.
I go dies.
Okay.
So Mike lives. Okay. And last, there's actually one more question. There's all these theories out there. Is, in the event that the three are Raven, I forget his name now, Bran Stark lives, is he the Night King? Is he end up being Night King at the end of the day?
No.
If he's the Night King, he's going to die.
So you think? You don't think he's the Night King?
I don't think he's the Night King.
Yeah.
I just don't think it makes any sense.
I agree, but there's a lot of theories out there. I also say no.
I saw the theory too. I think it's stupid.
Who knows? I've heard a lot of stuff, but again, everyone's heard a lot of shit. So obviously, tons of people are dying. We got bets at work. I can't wait for this stuff. We got Game of Thrones squares. We got all set up. Obviously, we're going to do – do you guys want to do – I'll put this out there now on live. Who cares? You guys want to do a show before or just wait till after we do the show as far as next week is concerned?
Your call.
Right after.
Okay. So Monday we'll get together. Right. We'll put up the first recap of Game of Thrones. Super excited about that.
Nice.
As should everyone else out there. Spoilerific, of course, be forewarned.
Yes.
But that's not all. We see we have Shazam, and I want to do a deep dive, but lack of time, so we won't do a deep dive. But Chu, I know you got to see it.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
And obviously, me and Micah said I'll piece on that.
I saw it again on Friday, by the way.
Oh, you saw it again?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll get to you, Mike, in a second. Chewie?
Yeah. I thought it was good. I mean, it was funny. You know, it had a couple of slow moments here and there. But overall, I mean, I think it's up there with Wonder Woman and Aquaman. Yeah, I think this is the direction they need to take. You know, keep it light, keep it funny. You know, don't take yourself too seriously and just have fun with it.
Agreed. Mike, you saw a second time? I didn't get a chance to this weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was really good again. And my wife liked it. Both kids at one, I think, liked it too. So,
I really like this movie. It's one of my favorites of the year.
It's a really good movie, man. I think it's up there. What I really like about it is that it's not too heavy. And like a lot of the Marvel stuff lately has just been way too friggin' heavy. And it's nice to have something like Thor Ragnarok level that you can just laugh at, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to compare it to one Marvel movie, it'd be that one. Mm-hmm. Something that seems a little bit out of the box, kind of stands alone for the most part. Not completely, but for the most part. And it's funny, man. There's so many good bits in that movie. The one with the Santa Claus that kept reoccurring. That was amazing. The one where they're trying to sneak into the school. And he's talking about
sneaking out of the school.
Officer Moron. From
the business.
I mean, it's just, it has so many, and a lot of the jokes hit big time. Like, and they went for it, and it wasn't like, I said 80% of the jokes hit for the most part, and they hit big. They really hit big. The family in the end, I liked a lot when they all. This is a spoiler here for anybody else. Well, let me not say anything, but at the end, you guys know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it. But, you know, the reveal of the family and yada, yada, yada. For those who are familiar with the comic books, you'll probably know what we're talking
about.
You're
going to love it. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly. So that was really, really good. Really well done. Like I said, it's my second favorite out of the DCU. Like, I'll stand by that.
If I want to, I liked it
better than Wonder Woman, you know?
The one negative thing is I didn't like the Seven Deadly Sins. I thought that they didn't do that good of a job of the CGI on it.
My only complaint was the CGI, but I mean, it wasn't. Yeah. It was a little bit on the lower side of the budget, comparably speaking.
But
I get it.
But the CGI and the humans wasn't that bad. It was just the Seven Deadly Sins. I thought it was kind of stupid.
But it wasn't a huge spectacle movie, so I didn't mind it as much. Like, it wasn't a big deal. And CGI is off. It's fine. I'm okay with it. Because they were going for the family, the theme of family, which really hit, the humor, which really hit, and the fun, it hit in all the major points. I wanted to
give foster kids. That was a pretty big theme in it. It was a good movie. It was good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. Movie you can bring the whole family to. I hope you did bring your family to it too, Chewie.
I always do.
Okay. Oh, of course. Yeah. No, it's a perfect film for like the kids, like 8 and up, maybe 10 and up. I guess, I don't know. A couple of dark moments, but nothing really, really bad. That one scene in the boardroom.
Yeah, the boardroom. That was the only questionable one.
I was like, damn, dude, we're going that dark? Okay.
Which is cool. It went way dark on there. Yeah,
fine by me. I like, no doubt about it. But it was a great way to kick off the month. You know,
I like the villain. I like Dr. Sivana. I just didn't like the Seven Deadly Sins. That was my only.
No, he was good. Mark Strong. Right. I liked him a lot. You know, like I said, a lot of funny bits, man. And I want to see it again because it's been like over a month since I've seen it. So I'm definitely going to catch it next week. And, you know, a couple of friends of mine haven't seen it yet. Exactly. So I'm excited about that. And I guess really a great way to kick off with a great month here. We got Hellboy, which who cares? Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll let you guys know, Hellboy's in trouble already because I haven't even gotten a screener for it yet. And then it comes out on Friday. That's never a good sign. I'll get a screen a week or two in advance. I haven't gotten dilly on this, so that's not good. But that we got plenty to watch here, a huge month, and not just obviously with the big movies, but TV, Game of Thrones. So we got all this stuff on TV. So what's on tap? We'll go to Chewie here. Set the table for TV for April. What are the things we should be looking out for?
Just April, nothing that came out in March, right?
Yeah, just April. Like, what are we? Yeah, besides all the lot of big stuff this month, besides the big you spoke about, but what else is that?
Yeah. The Tick came out on Amazon. No, I haven't started watching that because I'm trying to watch. Can't finish Hannah from last month.
Was that any good?
Right. Hannah or
Hannah's good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah,
it's a good show. Good. No, it's fine. It's, I mean, good.
It's a combination, you know, action, coming of age story, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, what did exactly. You think of, I mean, it's a little uneven for me sometimes, movie? But it's still worth a watch.
Yes.
It's good. I really like it. I'm like five episodes in. It's good. It's got the action's really well shot. Okay. You know, I like the girl. She's really good. So, I mean, I haven't finished
watching. Yeah, it's only 8 episodes. I got one more to go. Then I'll start to tick. But that came out. That dropped last weekend, I think. Cloak and Dagger season 2 started last week. So I think that's April still. Yes, that's still. That's Marvel show. Bosch drops next weekend or the 19th, I believe. So season 5. I've lost track because it's so good. But yeah, I think it's
good show. That's one of
an Amazon problem. That's a must watch.
It doesn't get enough credit. I know Mike's been championing that show since he started this podcast years ago.
Yeah.
It's a great show. That's one that's a must watch on Amazon. Guaranteed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Killing Eve. Season drops tonight. Starts tonight. So,
starts tonight. Okay.
Starts
okay.
tonight, yeah. So at 7 o'clock. So let's wrap this up. Let's go.
Catch it. Exactly. That's the one where I think the first season surprised me. I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Absolutely. Very
good. So,
And right after that show is a show that I'm interested in watching because it came out on Sundance Now at first, but now they're putting it on AMC. I think it came out in January, but it's called Discovery of Witches. So I'm kind of interested in watching that as well. So, as best as I can tell. And so basically, it's a witch, and it's got witches and werewolves involved, and so some love story between them. But it's nothing like, I guess, Twilight. It's something that's semi.
What was that movie, Jose? The one with the witches and the werewolves.
This is not Twilight. This is not TVY. This is on AMC.
Sabrina.
Well, actually, I am watching Sabrina, but I'll keep that. Season 2. Haters.
You're really making Luc Besson rise his ranks.
I know. Sorry. There you go. There's a couple of tidbits of stuff, some international stuff that has dropped that I'm watching. I think one of them was Tijuana. That just dropped, I think, yesterday on Netflix. And some other ones. I got to write them down because I don't think you guys would be interested in watching those.
So obviously, you could recommend 2 TV shows this month. You know, Game of Thrones is one.
Besides Game, and Game of Thrones, or
no? Besides Game of Thrones, what's the other show? The other ones you listed, gun to your head, you can only watch one. Which is the one you recommend anybody to watch?
Oh man, I love Bosch so much. I guess I gotta go Bosch.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. I thought maybe you might go Killing Eve.
Just wait till next month to watch Killing Eve.
If there's one show to watch this month, that'd be that. So it's a lot to watch, a lot to talk about. I can't wait till next week. Super excited. Can't wait till a couple weeks and jacked up.
I think we're still watching American Gods. Maybe not.
I was away for a couple weeks, so I wasn't able to watch it, but I'm gonna get into it. Chewy, I guess, gave me the okay to, because I was on the fence. I'm like,
Mike, you're really on the fence.
Well, Mike, Mike, because you were kind of, we're on kind of the same page as far as the lackluster start.
I'm gonna be honest, I dropped off. I
did you?
After episode 3, I just like,
I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna
keep going, and if it's good, I'll come back. I just,
there's a lot to watch.
I didn't like the first 3 episodes, dude. I'm sorry.
No. I'm with you. I mean, it wasn't that good. The first, it wasn't horrible, but you know, there's so much to watch now. I don't got time for mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hit me with the shows. There's so much on and Netflix.
There's a lot of good shows out there.
Yeah, it's hard to just stick with it just for the sake of sticking with it. I.e. OA, Chewy.
Well, I'd rather watch OA than American Gods. You could put a gun to my head. So,
wow, that does not go with American Gods.
It doesn't.
And so I had to. Yeah. So
okay, fair enough.
I look forward to watching the season. Don't worry. I'm like, American Gods. Okay, fine. I'm invested the season.
Okay, you know, so because you're more invested, then I would probably drop out then, if that's the case. Because this sounds like it's not a show I should be dumping in there. Unless it ends phenomenally and all that, watch it before season 3. Maybe I'll catch up.
I'll keep watching it, but I mean, obviously, because it's already renewed for season 3. So
right, of course.
I'm not committed, dude. I'm not dropping the hands.
You know, I got ace king, but there's three aces. There's this four, three queens on there. I'm done with the hand. Dude. I can't. I'm not. There's a flush draw. No, I'm not gambling.
Well, then invest your time in happy, dude. Because episode one and two were great, man. It is so over the top and outrageous. But I mean, this picked up from last season and this took it to another level. And so definitely,
I just haven't started the season yet. But yeah, that I liked. And that's right.
That came out 2 weeks ago, commit to that.
Like I said, there's so much stuff to watch. I don't got time for mediocrity. It's just, I just don't. I don't think anyone does. You know, we don't want to recommend mediocrity here. I don't want people out there to watch something because it's there, whatever. It's not. I don't recommend it at the end of the day.
No. Absolutely.
So move on from there. Let's take a little detour here. We got to take a little stroll to the trailer park, woo-hoo, as we always do. Start with a big one for me anyway. This is the big one for me. Well, I think there's two big ones, but we'll start with the one that came out before, and that is, of course, the third and final trailer for Mr. John Wick, naturally. Mm-hmm. A trailer which, I dug the crap out of this thing. Man, I can't wait for this stupid movie. I mean, who's with me here?
Chewie. Oh, I'm in.
I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to go see it in the theater, to be honest with you. I just don't know.
Oh, Chewie, you're killing me.
Dude, I got so many things in May. It's not even funny, man.
The only thing that matters is John Wick, dude. I'm just saying, dude. What else is in there?
The kids want to go see
Aladdin.
So,
which one?
Oh, no. Thank God it comes out Memorial Weekend, so I have an excuse not to watch that one. But Detective Pikachu, I think, comes out that weekend before, if I'm mistaken. The kids want to see that.
It looks funny, dude.
No,
I want to see it, too. I ain't going to lie. No, yeah, I want to see it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So I got to see that.
And then I got John Wick. Tell it right now.
You can watch both. I might not be able to swing that, okay?
I'm just saying. But it was a really good trailer. It gave us a lot. You know, the whole scene with the motorcycle looks badass. This looks badass. I can't wait for this thing. I'm super jacked. The second one, which dropped, and I think there's one out people were talking about, and we haven't talked about any of it, is The Joker, or Joker, I guess.
Oh, yeah, last week.
We'll start with Mike. Let's see, are you hating on this?
No, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay. Chewie?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm not sure I'm going to see it in the theater. I'm not sure yet.
That's fair.
Depends, you know, what comes out at the same time. But it looks very good. I mean,
yeah, I love it too. I'm more on the side of Mike. I love the trailer, man. It was really good. This is one of, I think we're all curious, like, what are we seeing here? Like, what's the tone?
My only beef is, again, we have that ridiculous notion that somebody is evil because somebody made him that way. And I just hope they don't do that with this movie. I'll be really disappointed.
But this one sounds more like, I mean, I love the show because obviously I love the tone. It's like people kept talking about Scorsese-ish vibe to it, which it looks like, you know, Taxi Driver, King of Comedy. It has that vibe. You know?
Talking to me?
Exactly. You know, so it has a great tone to it, that look to it.
Come
which
on,
I love.
Mom, I'm doing something down here.
Joaquin Phoenix looks like he's killing it. I love what he's done. So the movie might suck. Don't get me wrong. Just based on the trailer, but it looks great. And it's okay. And Mike, this guy's just kind of descending into madness here.
Yes.
You know, I don't think it's anything about being bad or good. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing. I just saw somebody write a couple of paragraphs on it and said, oh, you see why he became the way he became. And I was like, oh, no.
No, I think he's probably just always nuts. And yeah, I think
he's
put him over the edge.
Crazy, you know? Right.
Yeah, and he realizes himself. It comes to self-realization. I'm meffed up. That's basically what I'm seeing here. Because there's a scene where, like, he's flipping that sign around and the kids steal it. And he gets smacked in the face and he's like, in pain. And the next time you see him getting punched in the face, he's laughing. He's just going cuckoo. Which is what the Joker is, essentially, right?
He's
psychotic. But that was great, man. I'm super excited. I really like what DC's heading towards here with these movies, man. I think they're finally got the act together. You know,
I got something DC related before we jump up too far ahead. I hope maybe it's on your list. Did you read the news about Suicide Squad? Oh, sorry, the Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad, the non Academy Award winning Suicide Squad. Yes, Idris Elba.
Yes, yes. He's not playing Deadshot after all.
Apparently, out of respect for Will Smith, I like that. He can play whoever he wants. I don't give a shit where he plays. He's in the movie, and that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I guess there's no Deadshot in the movie, which is okay.
Yeah. That's fine. So he's playing. So I mean, I it's okay. It's not, so he's playing a different character. Whatever. Okay. Whatever.
No, that's fine. I think the living room in case Will Smith comes back.
Yeah, he wants to come back. So yeah. I thought that. Yeah, that was the interesting part that they open the door for him to come back to pick up that role if whenever.
I think because I guess the whole scheduling quote unquote issue actually really was a scheduling issue. So, you know, sometimes they throw it out there as BS.
Throw smoke. I guess that was legit.
You know, hey, DC is going the right direction. Yeah, I'm very excited what they're doing. The last trailer, which I really loved, and I know it's really not for you guys, more for myself and others, and that's Annabelle, the third Annabelle. The first one was terrible. The second movie was really good. The same director, Shazam. Go figure. And the third one, awesome. The third one, they tied it into the Conjuring universe and all that. I know Chewie is not your thing. Mike, is this your thing? Did you
hard pass? Really, no.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. Yeah, I figured as much. But it's really good. But speaking of horror, this is another tidbit that we picked up here. The thing about Child's Play.
Yes.
Mark Hamill. Luke himself. The voice is Child. It's kind of cool. I like it.
He's actually on the second season of Nightfall, the AMC show, but the Knights Templar.
Oh, that's right.
So he plays one of the master Knight Tents. When you see it and hear him, you wouldn't like say, "Oh shit, that's Luke Skywalker," because it's so different. And so voice is so out there. He's got to eat.
But he's been eating for a while. He's been doing quality voiceover for a long time. Yeah. Speaking of the Joker, obviously the Joker is one of his big roles, and does it great. I mean, he's been eating. You can look at him physically. He's been eating just fine. he's taking care of himself. Yeah, Luke Skywalker. And plus, he's got episode 9 coming up, so whatever. Sure. Which is another thing I forgot to mention. April, we got Star Wars Celebration. Henceforth,
probably the first. You should get a freaking trailer.
Right, the first trailer. Exactly. So that's something else to keep the nerds away from the sun. That will be coming out probably, I think it's in 2 weeks, so next week. I forget when it is.
Yeah.
Star Wars Celebration is when it's going to drop, right?
Say it again.
Star Wars Celebration is one that's going to drop, right?
Yeah, it's going to drop, guaranteed.
I think it's next week in Chicago, right?
Maybe next week, if I'm not mistaken. I think, actually, you know what? It is next week. So we're going to expect it Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to see that trailer drop, and obviously we'll talk about that here next week. Couple of small tidbits. Well, this is funny. Bill S. Preston and Esquire. Ted Theodore Logan coming back officially for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and right. William Sadler coming back reprising his role as the Grim Reaper, which got me even more excited. Yeah, I'm all over this, dude. It may be 20 years too late, but whatever, dude. This movie's ridiculously goofy, but I love him, for Christ's sake. I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for both those guys. I've always thought Alex Winter was very funny, by the way.
And I'm glad he's going to eat again.
Yeah.
Yes. Been a while.
He's got reservations set. He's very excited. He's going to get a good meal. He's done some
stuff on TV that's pretty funny that just didn't catch on, and I'm just happy for him.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. He didn't. Didn't go the way of obviously
Keanu
Reeves. Obviously, exploded from there, so to speak. But I'm excited about that. They showed a picture. Man, Alex Winter looks older, man. Because Keanu doesn't age, dude. He's made his deal with the devil. Him and Paul Rudd sitting on either side of a seat and just enjoying laughing your asses off. The rest of us getting old. Because these guys, they just don't age. I swear to God.
Tom Cruise, baby.
And Tom Cruise is young. But he's got Scientology. He ain't doing it with the devil. But either way, he's also not aging. He's incredible. But good for them. Suck it. And also, a couple of things that came out before we get to those Netflix stuff is CinemaCon. If you guys are aware, it's this set up by the National Association of Theater Owners, and they have this big cinema. All the studios go, and they show a lot of footage and trailers and whatever to the theater owners and stuff. That they reveal some footage. They show some footage of Avengers, and which I won't tell you. Oh, well, if you guys can read on what it is, nothing spoilery, but it talked about one of the scenes where in the trailer where the Thor is talking to Captain Marvel, he summons the axe or whatever. Mm-hmm. They show that extended sequence and who's in that sequence and what they decide to do beyond that. And I heard that Captain America actually swears again. Language. So, yeah, in the scene. And they show a lot of stuff here. And it's a couple of things that they show. I want to get you guys' opinions because they show some X-Men Dark Phoenix stuff.
Okay.
Now, if I told you, this is what I heard. They said the footage was some action sequences in space. Another one with the fighting Jean Grey and then Magneto with the scene of the trailer with his crushing the helmet. But, you know, what led up to that? They said it looked really good. That being said.
I saw it, by the way.
Saw the footage?
Yeah.
And should we be concerned, not concerned still, about this movie?
I think you should be very concerned for that movie.
Wow, honestly. The footage wasn't good?
I'm just saying it didn't look good to me. You know what?
That's what I heard. I know. I didn't see it.
That's all I'm going to say. I'll be happy.
I heard it was good, but I'm still concerned. I ain't buying it. So regardless, I'm still concerned.
Look, I was all in for the first two X-Men movies, the X-Men First Class and then Days of Future Past. Both excellent movies, dude.
Agreed. No dispute that.
And that Apocalypse is so goddamn bad.
Yeah, not a good movie, unfortunately.
It's not even an okay movie, dude. It's really fucking bad.
I didn't hate it. I didn't, to be honest. I didn't hate it, but it's not a good movie.
I hated it. I thought it was awful.
I was like, whatever. I had some good things I kind of liked.
I just think it's impossible to make a villain like Apocalypse in the theater.
It was a misfire, but not surprised. And this is going to be no different. I'm not looking forward to this at all. The second one, if I told you, they showed footage for T3. Well, not T3. Well, I guess it's T3.
T4.
T-Summer. Right. They had scenes of, they actually showed Arnold really quick.
Arnold.
Kicking ass. Described the scene when she's messing the machines up. The new Terminator splits in two and yada, yada, yada. Look grand and big in scope and scale. Assuming all that is true, are you buying it? I mean, does that even raise your excitement?
Is this excitement Jim Cameron, by the way?
Say it again.
Jim Cameron directing?
No, dude. It's Tim Miller.
No.
Yeah.
Tim Miller, who gave us Deadpool.
I don't care. No.
Agreed.
I'm in. I'll take it for the team.
Dude, the iron is hot, dude. I can't keep touching the damn thing, dude. We keep getting burned.
I've been burned too many times.
I'm going to watch it, obviously. But
dude, I've seen every Terminator up until this point. I just can't. I can't do it.
I'm playing the odds, you know. Chewie's enough times. Sometimes it's gonna stick, man.
Nah, dude.
You got a
7-2. Somebody we raise you, and you win. Fold the hand, dude. Fold that. You could win, but fold.
Dude, give me two connectors, dude. I'll
give you 7, T3's dude. No. X-Men may be pseudo connectors. The Terminators, dude. That's nonsense. But hey, maybe it's good, man. You know what? I hope so. I love this franchise. I like this franchise, despite the crap they gave us the last four movies.
You gotta muck that shit. Say goodbye to it.
I know, and I wanted to. I'm rooting for it, but I have no hope at all.
I was a fan of the Terminator franchise, and I liked the TV show. It's just no.
Yeah, TV show's good. Fingers crossed. I'm just saying. I know it's gonna suck, but I'm hopeful. I want it to be good. I'll put it to that way.
I want it to be good too.
Yeah, so we'll see. Let's go move on to Netflix. A lot of stuff dropped and some DC stuff we'll talk about before we sign off here. Obviously, we had The Dirt that came out, the Motley Crue biopic starring Ramsay Bolton, of course. You know, we just thought it was hilarious.
That was a nice surprise.
Oh, not a surprise, yeah. Again.
Ramsay Bolton and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. So that was, he was playing Mars, whatever his last name. Yes, so... You guys saw it? I'm not sure you saw it. Mike, did you see
it?
Yeah, I saw it. You did, Mike?
Yeah.
You know how he feels about biopics, dude?
You didn't like it, did you?
I thought it was funny. I didn't take it seriously. So, yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Surprise. I liked it, man. No, man. Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Come on, man.
It was fine. For what it was. I mean,
that's why I liked it. I thought it was funny. It was a comedy.
Everybody wanted to take it so too seriously, especially the beginning with the breaking of the fourth wall. I thought that was okay. Yeah. I see where this is going.
Why I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was a little, it wasn't real. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, based off the autobiography that they wrote together, whatever the case. It's very raunchy, as it should be, because it's, you know, the notorious and the stories are legendary in terms of
what Molly Crue is. Yeah, excess of the 80s hair bands. Yes, yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
They were at the top of the pile when it came to the decadence, of course.
Man, you got Tommy Lee and Vince Neil there. I mean, come on, bro.
I mean, yeah, and they weren't even the worst ones. I forgot how Nikki Sixx was actually the most after one.
Oh, out God, of all. Yeah.
He was yeah. A, he was a total mess. They all were messes. I remember that part about Vince Neil when he killed the guy with the drunk driving stuff. But mm-hmm. I didn't know about the kid. I forgot about his daughter dying.
Oh yeah, yeah, her daughter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was brutal, and I totally forgot about that. It was actually handled pretty well from the movie standpoint. That kind of hit well. I was like, I didn't even know that.
100%.
Yeah, I forgot about. I'm like, oh man, that's messed up. So, you know, obviously it's fun. It's a good watch. You know, if you're a Motley Crue fan, you like music. You know, it's for you. If you have no idea who they are, you're not gonna get the same experience, I think, personally. The other one, which I enjoyed actually, not great, but it was good, was The Highwayman.
Yes,
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
I saw that one too. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson, Kevin Costner, who I thought had really good chemistry. Mm-hmm. Well made. Obviously, they were chronicling the hunt for Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
Really well. It was well done. I liked it. You know, it's really well done. It's slow paced, methodical, but it's very good. It was engaging. These guys, you know, Woody Harrelson is always good, and even Kevin Costner. I think he gets a lot of crap, and you know, it's unfair. He was good too, man. I liked it.
I like Kevin Costner a lot. My only issue with him is that he really can only play one type of character because of the way his voice comes off and screen. It's just.
Well, especially now because he's got that real grit to his voice now with age. But Mike, did you like it, Mike?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it. It's good, man. Check it out. It's good.
You know what I did see, though, was Triple Frontier that you guys were talking about last time.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just okay. It could have been way better, I thought. It just it was a little, I don't know, sappy at the end.
It could have been better. I still enjoyed it.
It could have been better for
Netflix movies. These are three movies were good watches for 2 hours for Netflix. Yeah. They're not bad by any stretch of the imagination at all.
It wasn't horrible. It was good.
It was fine. Yeah, you watch it. You're not going to regret it.
It was well done.
Yeah, it was well done. And I guess out of the three, I'd probably say Highwayman's the best one.
Okay.
Yeah, out of the three.
Agreed.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
When I saw that trailer, I said I'm in because I love Woody Harrelson. He's great.
Oh, no, they're both great here. Like I said, them two together really worked. But it was well done. I liked it. This is funny. Now, I did. I know Chewy, I think he finished watching Titans as well.
Yes, I did.
And yeah. I saw one episode here and there when I was out of the country and all that, just because since it was free on Netflix, me and Lucas are sharing Netflix accounts. I got to say, dude, these are the dirtiest bastards I can ever imagine. Because by episode 7, I said to myself, let's go back a couple episodes and catch a quick
real piece. Mentor.
I saw a second episode, that episode real quick, just a quick snippet. You know, I was like, and I noticed something. These bastards have not changed what they were wearing since episode 1 through episode 17. Except for Robin.
Everyone else
is wearing the same.
Spitfire does change. She did change outfits.
No,
yeah,
dude.
She did, dude.
One outfit changed. For the first 6 or 7 episodes, she was wearing the same purple dress the whole damn time, having sex. Nasty, this gross. Raven, the same black clothes. The other kid, the tiger, got the same jacket and shirt. Oi, wardrobe, dude. It ain't that hard, dude. It ain't Walmart.
So what did you think of the show?
Notwithstanding, I thought I think Chewie liked it more than I did. I thought it was good.
I thought it wasn't horrible.
It was a little – the storytelling was extremely uneven.
I thought the first episode was not very good. But after that, it got better. Hawk and Dove in it, I loved. I loved both Hawk and Dove. I thought they were great characters in
that show. That to me, that episode, again, it was misplaced as far as timing. This episode.
Yeah, because with the flashback, not the second episode, I'm about the third episode, I'm talking the about the flashback episode.
Right.
The origin of Hawk and Dove. Yes.
That to me was an awesome episode, man. Talk about a powerful, dark episode. That was great.
That was great, man.
That was really great. I would love to have seen it a little bit earlier because it kind of broke. Same thing happened with Westworld, very similar, where it kind of breaks the momentum of the storytelling by going back too far, too late into it.
Yeah.
However, the episode was phenomenal.
By the way, Jose, how are you on Doom Patrol? Where are you at?
Doom Patrol, I saw 7. I haven't seen, I know ages.
Is that Therapy Patrol?
Say it again?
No, I started. I started.
We started, it. But I will say this.
Pilot and Donkey Patrol. So
before we get to that, that's one episode I didn't like in Titans. The Doom Patrol episode, that was terrible.
Which one?
Donkey Patrol. Donkey Patrol?
No, the one in Doom Patrol. On Titans, when they first introduced him there, terrible. That was
a bad episode. So
that was more
I
like setting it up.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you, that Doom Patrol show is amazing. And that therapy episode where they turned out he had a rat in his head, that was amazing.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Spoilers.
Sorry, dude. You know what, dude?
It's wacky as hell. Chuy, are you liking it? I mean,
Yeah. I'm like, I watch it with my wife, and we're both enjoying it. So
yeah, it's out there. It gets even more out there as you watch it. Like, dude, the just the concepts that they throw out, just like, oh, okay, sure. The unicorn thing, the head, and
yeah,
the snowball. I mean, it's like,
what was it called? The D creator.
The D creator. Yeah. Oh my. I mean. It's bizarre. It really is. And like I said, too, you haven't seen nothing yet. It gets really just like, okay, what the hell's going on here? But in a good way.
Let me tell you that I was not digging on Cyborg, but the last, not this episode, but the episode, the Therapy Patrol episode, that was great Cyborg episode.
I still don't like him. I don't think Chewie, have you been introduced to him yet, Chewie, or not yet?
Yeah, he's on episode 2, man.
Okay, well, Cyborg? I wasn't sure. Yeah. I'm just not digging it. I just don't like him.
I didn't like him all the way till that episode, but Therapy Patrol, he was great in that episode. And Cliff is just so fucking good. He's the best character on the show, man.
Brandon Fraser, man. I'm glad he's getting paid.
Again, hey, we like to see guys eating, dude.
Say what you want. Yeah. He's good. Yeah. It's fun. No.
I say it was good. I'm glad he's eating.
By the way, man, relax. What was it? The Von Fook episode? Him and, that was hilarious.
Alex Winter sharing a table next week.
There you go.
And I was like, hey, good for
come on, that fight.
80s gods here, you know?
That fight in the Von Fook episode was amazing.
Yeah.
When Nazi punks fuck off. That's great.
Yeah, that one's great.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen that one yet?
No, I've only seen 2 episodes, man.
Oh, that's the Puppet Patrol. That's a great episode.
I was going to wait till all 15 dropped. And I was like, let me just go ahead and start early. And
yeah, I'm going to watch 2 or 3 at a time. So I'm caught up. The one just dropped this week. I'll wait 2 weeks and then watch 3 in a row. Just to get
that
a couple
of things. Danny Patrol. Yeah. It's an okay episode. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah. Titans is good. I mean, like I said, I didn't love it, but it's good. Doom Patrol is really good. I mean, it's good for them, man. You know, again, it's not something I can recommend people going out and getting it because it's just not still 2 shows. It's just not enough.
Bang for your buck. Actually,
but they got a lot of stuff in the pipeline though. They got like the Swamp Thing, which
the Swamp Thing is supposed to be in the same vein as Doom Patrol.
Exactly. That's what I'm imagining in my head. There's another one. It's a female superhero. I forget her name. It's casing, but they got one coming out with her and something else. So. I mean, they got other stuff coming, but I still can't put my recommendation behind it just yet. The shows, yes, if you can watch them out there and Space Ace or Firestick, whatever methods out there, I will recommend doing that, but not to get the actual thing. So,
or travel to Europe and just watch it there.
Or right, you know what? Netflix. Swim by Luc Besson's house.
Is Netflix in Europe? Have Doom Patrol on
TV
it?
And let's do this.
Jose,
say it again.
Netflix Europe have Doom Patrol on it.
Which one? No, because that's not over yet. Oh, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah.
But I'm sure they're gonna put it on there. Because why wouldn't they? Everything else is on there. But anyway, but that's all the time we got. So before we make the rounds, obviously remind you guys: Facebook, jump on there. The Traders News reviews on there. Of course, we're gonna do the next week's show will be a full on spoiler breakdown of Game of Thrones final season. I'm super excited to dive into see with these two gentlemen who are encyclopedias, if you will, of the Game of Thrones lore. So we'll take a deep dive in what's going on and see how those predictions are panning out thus far. I still think people are dying for this episode. I'm on that. Book that.
We'll see.
So I'm excited about that. We got Infinity Wars coming out, which you could not be more excited for. So that being said, any final words, thoughts, Chewie?
No, man, let's just next week can't get here fast enough, man.
Let's
7 days.
Let's do this.
That's exciting. No, 7 days. So 7 days and 1 hour to go.
I can't wait. Mike.
It's just Game of Thrones and tax day on the same fucking day.
Well, that's true. I could alleviate the pain for those who have to end up paying like myself, but hey, you know, that's fine. Dude. It's a small price to pay, dude. I'll be fine Sunday, 9 o'clock.
Shit, right.
Or 8 o'clock. Well, before that, we had a little get-together. You know how that goes. Part rewatch the last episode, set everything up, of course. I'm sure we're all going to do that at some point, if we haven't done so already. But yeah, super excited, guys. April's here. I can't wait. We'll see you guys next week, everybody. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Peace.
for you, it's just a dream. You and me.